Well, I was cast to be in a film in from LA, and the film didn't go through because some accident happened. And so from then on, one of my former students that graduated at UNC College as a film major asked me to help with his project. And then I saw myself on a big screen, and I got the bug. So from then on, I decided to try filming, and that's how I got started. So once you get involved, it's a passion. It becomes, you know, your life.
When did it start?
It was 2.5 years ago.
So now you are working with group of people creating the film?
Yes, I actually own my own film company now. It's called Loud Warrior Films. I work with 5 acting agencies. I have two casting agents. I write, produce, and directed Loud Warrior 1, which we are already working on Loud Warrior 2 at the moment.
How long is the film?
It's set to be about 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Where do you publish? Where do you show this film?
Well, we're gonna show it in this area, and I'm gonna tour in a couple states to show it, and I'm gonna go to submit it to a couple film festivals around the United States.
Do you have to spend a lot of money doing this film?
I'm very fortunate that the budget was under $15,000. If someone was to duplicate what I just did, it could be close to $250,000, maybe even $500,000 to $1 million to do what I just did.
Tell me about the subject, the headline of the movie. Why you pick
Loud Warrior?
Yeah.
The title?
But is it about sex traffic or something?
Well, part one is about my story, Loud Warrior Kenji's story. Because being my own producer director, I had to write something and come up with something that would kind of show who I am, you know, as an actor. And the best thing is to tell my story, my life. So it's going to start out beginning of the movie to show my family coming from Laos to Thailand, and then coming over to the United States, and then from then on, my life growing up in America. Because I'm a martial artist that has unique action, and then the human trafficking I have direct experience with, because people that I know are working in that field, and I've been helping women, you know, that are victims. So bullying and human trafficking are two of the major topics of the film.
So you have two films. One is about your life. Second is about human traffic.
They're both, part one has human trafficking in it. Yes, that's part of the film. So part two would dive more into the subject of human trafficking.
So the human traffic is real life of the people you involve.
Yes, I have real life people that, just like the picture, Jillian mm-hmm. Morning. She runs All We Want Is Love organization that helps liberate and victims, you know, that are being trafficked, sex trafficked or human trafficked.
Now, are most of these people women?
Excuse me, say again?
Do most of the people are women sex trafficking?
No, sir. There's no gender or age. Actually, there's just as many young boys that are sex trafficked as girls.
I see. What is your long run program? What are you going to do besides this, after this?
What is my goal?
Yeah, my goal. I mean, after you finish the second film, then what will be next?
Well, I have a trilogy, so my plan is to have a trilogy for the movie. I have other movies, action, comedy, even zombie and scary movie that I have in the future. But through my film, ultimately, the goal is to, for me, is to unite the Lao community as a whole, because I know